Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're interviewing Dr. Bob McKinney, a licensed clinical social worker and certified yoga instructor, who will talk about the positive physical and mental benefits of yoga. Dr. McKinney will also give advice about how to make yoga practice part of your regular routine. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Dr. McKinney, we want to continue our conversation with you about yoga. You've taught it, you've experienced it, you still do it. There are studies, you tell me, and some evidence that yoga is more than just something to do. There are both physical and mental aspects to it. Talk to us a bit about the therapeutic benefits of yoga at whatever level you do it.
So I've been a member of the International Association of Yoga Therapists for about 15 years now. And one of the things that's happening in the United States and worldwide is people are starting to do some actual research on, first off, whether yoga produces any actual physical benefits or not, and if so, what they are, and with what populations that might be. And so we have evidence now that supports the fact that the idea, at least, that yoga might be beneficial for people who have arthritis, chronic fatigue syndrome, even things like irritable bowel syndrome, so people with chronic back pain, lots of physical ailments. There's plenty of evidence to suggest that yoga can be beneficial for those folks. But also, it can be beneficial for people who are dealing with various mental health diagnoses. Think about things like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and things like that.
We're all dealing with more stress than we used to, it seems. Watch a newscast and it'll make you stressful. Time is so valuable. Everyone seems to be so rushed. Is this a perfect way to zone out, to use an old 70s expression, and focus on yourself and your well-being and calmness? Can yoga do that for me?
It certainly can. As a matter of fact, it's interesting that you brought that up. I'm a member of, through some social media, I'm a member of some groups of yoga teachers, and one of the questions that was recently posted by a fellow teacher is, how do I deal with a participant who comes to class every week but is always late? And my response to that teacher was, that person is doing the very best that that person can and is taking this part out of a week to devote to something that that person thinks you're giving him. So take advantage of that, and I think it can really be beneficial for us to just take that time and focus on ourselves. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity to take that time away from everything else and give yourself a chance to recharge.
I think some folks think of it as a luxury. Oh, you do yoga, you must not have anything else to do. You must be well-to-do. This is what wealthy housewives do. Anyone can do it. And can you think of anyone that yoga, when done properly, wouldn't benefit?
I can't imagine that person. There might be a person. But I've not experienced that in the time I've been a teacher here in Tuscaloosa. So.
Give us a nuts and bolts answer on beginners. What do you recommend? One class a week? More than that? How long are classes? For the novice, or someone who's never been to a yoga class, what am I going to experience?
Typical class will be about an hour long, 50 minutes an hour, something like that. Start with one class a week. My hunch is, if you're a beginner, you're going to experience sensations in muscles that you might not have been aware that you even had. One of the things I tell people anytime I'm facilitating a yoga class is, if I or any other yoga teacher says, hey, let's try this, and there's something in the back of your mind that says, I don't think you should do that, you should honor that voice. Your body knows more about what it wants than anybody standing in front of you does. So pay attention to that. And yoga gives us the time and the opportunity to pay attention to our bodies.
I'm going to remember for a long time you using the expression, sensations in muscles you knew you never had. Does that mean you're going to be sore?
You could be. It's conceivable. Yeah.
But that's okay.
That means you're doing something.
Because use those. They need to be used or they wouldn't be muscles.
That's
Is that
right.
accurate?
Yeah.
Very good. I think we mentioned this in the first one. Is the best advice you can give for someone that wants to be involved is taking that first step, find a class, go with a friend,
absolutely.
Go try it.
Absolutely. Try one. Yep. If you don't like it, try another one.
Very good. Dr. McKinney, thank you very much for your guidance, your expertise, and this is something I might need to try sometime. Thank you.
Look forward to having you. Always glad to be here.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.